This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Okay, time to wake up, America. When Ronald Reagan ran for the presidency in 1980, one of his slogans was, "Let's make America great again." This weekend, I visited the Reagan Ranch, which is owned by the Young Americas Foundation, a tremendous group that educates the next generation of students in free market beliefs and conservative policies. The ranch is a phenomenal place, purposely built, get this, as far away from the swamp that makes up Washington, D.C. as feasibly possible. Feasibly possible. President Reagan had a vision of what America should be, strong, free, and prosperous. President Trump not only shares a similar campaign slogan, but shares a similar outlook for our nation. He wants to bring us, the U.S., to win. Unfortunately, Democrats, along with the anti-Trump crowd, are once again hell-bent on obstructing and destructing our nation. They did it to Reagan in 1980 and are obstructing Trump the same way in 2017. They're offering any solutions? Nope. Are they offering any constructive criticisms? Oh, hell no. But they're content on bringing the greatest nation in the world to a grinding halt. Simply stated, they're sore losers. President Reagan had America's best interest in his heart. President Trump has America's success in his heart. The obstructionists have no heart. It's time for Americans to wake up and smell the stench emanating from the swamp in Congress and get behind the president whose economy is firing on all cylinders. A record number of Americans employed right now. Your 401ks never looked better, literally. And finally, a new confidence across the business community. So get out of the way, Democrats and Lindsey, John, Paul, and Mitch, and the rest of the rhinos who'd rather derail Trump than grow and prosper in America. Get on board, y'all, or Trump will drain that swamp with you in it. Ann, your thoughts on that one? You might like that one.
Well, I didn't disagree with anything you said there, except one thing. Oh, one big difference with Reagan was Republicans were on Reagan's side.
Right.
Trump really has his entire party against him. They aren't part of his agenda. And just a small little quibble, since I have a whole chapter in my magnificent best-selling book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, making fun of all these other Republicans from watching the primary debates. All these guys can do is compare themselves to Reagan. It's a different country. How about William McKinley? He was a good Republican president, too.
I took shots at some of those rhinos. Colonel, your thoughts?
You know, I don't call them rhinos anymore. I call them roadkill Republicans, rockers, because everyone keeps talking about being in the middle of the road and being brought up down south. The only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. You know, when you have a Republican Party that is agreeing with the expansion of Medicaid, agreeing with keeping taxes from Obamacare, which is killing, you know, the success of our business. When you finally get Paul Ryan to say, "I'm going to back away from this border adjustment tax," why would a Republican come up with a border adjustment tax?
Healthcare, Colonel, is a great example. People are really ticked off at these rhino Republicans. Ebony, you were making some notes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I put out here obstruction in question mark because, yes, Eric, you're absolutely right. Of course they're obstructing him. And again, this sounds so similar to President Obama in 2008, 2009. Oh, my gosh, they're obstructing me. I can't believe it. What did you really expect? Unfortunately, you would think ideally that everybody would want the same common interest of American success, but you don't. We live in a country so deeply divided among the partisan lines and the political lines that the obstruction has got to be anticipated, Eric. So at this point, I hear you, but I just would want President Trump, like I asked President Obama to do, expect the obstruction, and you still have to lead.
The surprise cat for me was the obstruction coming, as Colonel points out, from the right, from Trump's right.
I think that, of course, I don't think it was really surprising because a lot of people were very, very upset that he was the nominee. But when you talk about legislation, things like health care, that's something that I was very upset. Like you were pointing out, Colonel, these are not conservative principles that were in this bill whatsoever. But I think that part of it also is that a lot of the Republican Party right now in Congress looks more like a moderate Democrat than an actual Republican or conservative. When the thing that you have to turn over is an insurance bailout bill, mm-hmm. it's It's what is the GOP?
And we had a Republican senator fly across country to start the debate on health care, only to vote it down three times, y'all.
That did happen.
Gotta go.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Durrell joins us, medical expert and physician. Dr. Durrell, good to have you with us, always on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks. Good to be here, Bill.
Well, I know that we have a limited amount of time, so we're going to get to as much as we can here very quickly. Of course, tough news this week when we heard about John McCain in the midst of this decision the GOP is trying to make regarding national health care, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. John McCain diagnosed with brain cancer.
It's a tragedy, but if anybody is going to handle it, it's Senator McCain. I think that I can't really add anything that hasn't been said by everyone, including President Obama and, you know, Mitch McConnell and everybody about him. He's an amazing hero, American hero. And, you know, a lot of people have talked about his odds of this or that. Look, you know, one thing I always told patients, number one, I've never seen a case with zero hope. I've seen miracles. So
if, yes.
I don't imagine someone that was in a prison in Vietnam and survived what he did would even think about odds. I think he's an amazing man, and it is a tragedy, but I think he's going to be able to get some treatment for sure.
Well, it is a reason to pray for the man when you consider his past and what he has done on behalf of the people. If anybody should get a break, I guess, and that is the general sentiment toward Senator McCain. Although there's been some really crazy responses to this, you know, which kind of amazing. You know, as one article, as you noted in your release, you know, somebody just die already, you know, and a GOP official tweeting in response, amen. I mean, it's like, you know, it's pretty pathetic. But, you know, this is free speech. This is America.
You know, Bill, I've seen some things on Twitter that have very much upset me. One thing I saw was a rumor about, and I don't even want to spread it, but somehow that he wrote a letter to someone way back when and said about their cancer, they should just move out of Arizona. And I put on there, look, Arizona expanded Medicaid. So, and that never came to be true. So when someone else is, everyone's equating his diagnosis to what the Affordable Care Act is. And I just think let's pray for him and his family. He got a very devastating diagnosis, and let's keep it at that. I think we should do that in America, and I'm not for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can make the alignment with the Affordable Care Act. As we know, Congress did receive an exemption, he's being cared for. We pray, as you say, for all the best. Speaking of health care, you know, for the Republicans to stand back and even Donald Trump to say, hey, look, we don't own this. We're not going to accept it. I don't think the public looks at it that way. You know, they look at it as it's the Republicans' charge. For 7 years, they have been saying, we want it. We want the ball. Put us in, coach. We can make this happen. And here they are on prime time on the big stage and they're not making it happen. And Democrats on the side, you know, kind of cheering up and down, thinking, well, thank God, you know, good God Almighty, free at last from this albatross of Obamacare, because it now belongs to the Republicans. But many fair-minded people look at the Democrats and say, look, you've been dealing with this on your side for 7 years. What did you do to fix it?
I think you're right on all accounts. The Republicans cannot say that they don't own it. They do. They're in charge. The Democrats have feigned that they want to help, in my opinion, but they've been on the sidelines. They're happy to pass the hot potato for sure. But you know what? I'm not really interested in the blame game. I think that the Republicans need to get something done. The Senate bill has some excellent changes in it. As you probably know, Senator Cassidy has brought up a couple things now to give some more money to those that move off of Medicaid to private, which is a big sticking issue for Murkowski and Capito and Collins. And, you know, I think that there's a way to find this. I like the Cruz Amendment. It lets people buy plans that fit their needs. This is coming together. I wish it had come together sooner, but I believe they're going to get something done, as I've said to you and others all along since we've had this discussion.
Well, we're an impatient sort. I call us the microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and yells, hurry up. You know, think about it. What they've been chewing on this and dealing with, even though 7 years previously, but here now they're working into the nitty-gritty, and you say all these details. For 7 months, it took the Democrats almost 2 years and lots of giveaways, lots of pork in the process to convince people, or basically to buy their vote, in order to give us Obamacare. And, you know, here we are. This is just the nature of the process, isn't it?
I completely agree. You know, it's been said multiple times now, including President Trump, how complex health care is. Those of us that do health care, we've known this for years. And when you have a goal of trying to give universal health care, that is not single payer, meaning we want to get access to insurance for everybody, and you have a private system, and then you have government systems, you have a VA system, and you're really, as you begin to dissect it, as I do in my book, it's complex. And so we should expect it's going to take some time. But the key is people need help now. There are a lot of problems with deductibles and premiums and access today, and Republicans can take the lead, and I think if they take the lead, we will do other things down the road, pass other bills that will help this, and I think Secretary Price will do some things too. So when you add it all together, I think action is the way to go.
I think we're definitely in that position that Ronald Reagan talked about in terms of negotiating for 80% of the loaf to come back later for the next 20. You know, that this is a process. And as you pointed out, there are some good things in that bill right now as it stands. I'd like to hear more about that as opposed to all the negative stuff. But this has been the problem with the GOP. They much rather, you know, bifurcate and not come alongside these positive things. I started to hear some things from Senator Cruz bringing out some of these positive elements. You kind of touched on it just a moment ago here, Dennis, that I think that people would be encouraged and would go a long way to hear that, you know, the Republicans are getting closer and there are some positive things here to talk about. I think the big challenge that they have to deal with is the fact that, the Democrats did us no favor by introducing an entitlement program. And this gets to be that 8,000-pound gorilla in the room that, you know, the Republican Party keeps banging their toe into and their head. And at some point, they're going to have to figure out how to fall on their sword over this deal and say, look, for the sake of you know, as Marco Rubio was talking about this morning, for the sake of sustaining Medicaid, we have got to make some hard decisions, and it takes leadership to convince the majority of Americans that it is in their best interest and that we've got to get away from some of this entitlement stinking thinking.
I completely agree with what you said, but let's just remember, if we don't do something now, then there are people that don't even have insurance and they don't even have Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that that's why I've been on TV. I'll be on TV next week. I'm on many, many stations. I'm trying to bust the myth about Medicaid as the answer. I'm trying to tell some of the positive things. Is this a perfect bill? No. I haven't heard as many people speaking out for it. Of course, it's silence from the hospitals and other people, but I feel that I can tell the message that Medicaid has access issues, and there's nothing wrong with moving those patients into private subsidized like the rest of the exchanges, and you're going to help them. Does that mean there's a cut? Sure, it means there's a cut because you're moving people to a different program.
Well, Dr. Durrell, we got to leave it right there. I will direct everybody to your book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Across the country,
on your smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're the ones pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We bring you the experts, policymakers that give it to you straight. You know, we report, you decide, you're smart enough to figure this out. We appreciate you joining us and getting involved in the conversation. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com or #bmartinezlive.com. Let us know your thoughts as we continue to talk about, you know, the item that's top of mind to everybody, and that's about health care. You know, lots of information flying around there, and as we were talking with Dr. Durrell, a physician himself who's written what I believe is a game-changing book here, will open your eyes and help you understand a lot more about your health care. It's your health care playbook. Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. What I appreciate about the book is that it empowers you as an individual to take charge of your health care system, because clearly the government cannot handle this. You know, I've said from day one, this is the wrong tool for the wrong job. But what happened, you know, and I put this at the feet of where it belongs, and that's former President Obama and the Democrats, what they did to us in trying to control us by introducing, you know, a system that they knew was not going to work out, but it was introduced as a stepping stone to single payer. They believe that they're the ones to make the decisions for us. You know, what happened to a free America? What happened to the basic raw principles of what American life is all about? You know, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. No, the government says, we can handle that pursuit of happiness for you. Really? You know, we want to give that over to the government. And this is basically what, in a very subtle sort of way, Obamacare did to us. It was enslaving us. It wasn't liberating us. It was making us beholden to the government with a one-size-fits-all disaster that for 7 years we were under its penalty. And what did they do? They knew that this was flawed, but they were so convinced that the white flag of surrender would go up, even to the point that Republicans themselves would roll over and say, okay, we surrender. Let's just go single payer. Let's just take over. You know, let's just let it all go. But again, as we've talked about many times on this show, check out the empirical evidence of what happens with nations when they do this, how national health care just eats up the GDP. And it is the death nail to all, you know, all countries, all empires that have done this before. Because what happens is then, you know, it becomes such a, it's like the blob, you know, that takes over. It is a growing menace. And so what happens is you're not working for freedom anymore. You're working to provide for this national healthcare system. So what we've done is just created this incredible entitlement that is going to kill the American way of life as we know it. Now, I know some people don't believe that, but you didn't believe in death panels. You didn't believe that anything like Charlie Gard would take place. You can't comprehend it because you don't think that it's going to go that way. But you need to educate yourself and really take a look at this sort of program. Where has this program, like what was introduced by Barack Obama and the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Harry, where has it been successful? You know, I'm the kind of person that says, look, you find out what successful people are doing and follow their lead. I don't see any success in a national healthcare system like this. I don't see any success. I don't see any empirical evidence where a federal government or any institution comes in and says, hey, we'll take care of it for you, and everything's all roses and rainbows. You know, we have to maintain our liberty as much as possible. That's why I agree with Dr. Dennis Durrell, is that, look, you've got the power. It's in your own hands. Josh Umber, who's been on with us before and has been on many channels across the country, has talked about the direct pay kind of a concierge system. I'm a direct pay guy. And not that everybody can afford to do that, not everybody, most of us, I think a majority of Americans could do this quite easily. And why not? Why would you not want to have a concierge medical delivery system for $50 a month, roughly, okay, plus or minus, but about $50 a month on average, and have already a pre-negotiated prescription rate to where you're paying 10 cents on the dollar, not the horrendous prescription. But you say, well, I didn't know about that. Well, you need to find out. Go to AtlasMD. Go to DirectPay. Google. Find out who is available. And if they're not available, check with your doctor. You'd be surprised. I mean, I was doing a direct pay situation. I've been doing it for 12 years before it became fashionable because I figured, hey, I'm going to talk to the doctors direct and say, what do you want to do? When you understand what they have to endure in terms of the cost of processing paperwork to insurance companies, it costs them 35% to 40% of their overhead because they need to have people there to administrate that. And then they wait 90, 120 days for money. Well, as my old buddy used to say, fast pay makes for fast friends, right? So you say, look, I'm coming here with cash. You want cash or do you want to, you know, have your gal or your person over there dealing with insurance paperwork? What would you rather do? Well, give me the cash, most doctors say. And it's clean and simple, and that's something I've believed in and have worked through experience. Okay, so I believe there are many Americans out there right now. Some right now are already doing it. But there are more if they were aware of it. The information that Jordan Goodman shared with us about where to go for breaks in healthcare services, very valuable. But if you're not going to take advantage of it, if you're not going to make the phone call and be self-responsible, then you're going to leave yourself relying on the government. And here we are. Wondering what's going to go on and, the media talking about, what a disaster it is and how much trouble we're going to be in. You know, Jordan talked about blinkhealth.com for prescriptions. And you can also go to healthcareadvocates.com was the other website that he referred to for negotiating your healthcare medical bills. So this is something that, you know, hospitals have been doing, doctors have been doing all along. But if you don't ask, you don't get. Okay? But you need to be proactive about this. Again, this is, I direct you towards Dr. Durrell's book because it empowers you. And all this information that we've been pulling out to empower you so that you know. Lauren goes, gosh, Bill, I'm glad I talked to you. I didn't even know about this. And it's surprising because we get so caught up in what the mainstream media and, you know, what we're hearing out there that we think, oh my goodness, we have no other way but to rely on the government. Okay, if you're healthy right now, now is the time to be proactive. Search this out. It's worse when you're in a situation and you find yourself in a catastrophic position and you go, now what do I do? So you got to be prepared for these things, anticipated, because last time I checked, Scott, nobody's leaving here alive, right? I mean, so the trajectory of our lives is such is that we're going to experience health issues because our bodies weren't made to just keep blowing and going all the way to the end of the finish line. In too many cases, we end up crawling over that finish line if we can get to that finish line. So it is that process. So we need to anticipate these things for the sake of not only ourselves, but our children and those in our family that we want to take care of. So you've got the responsibility. It's on you. But, if you don't believe that this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means we're self-responsible, and you're going to rely on the government to, as I've been saying, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, it kind of surprises me, frankly, and I'm just surprised that with Senator Cruz that he had to introduce a bill saying, hey, what a novel concept. You get to choose your own plan. I mean, that wasn't part of the deal, right off the bat. Crossing, being able to sell across state lines, some of these things that are obvious, that some of the things that even some of the things that were in Obamacare that, people have said, hey, look, we want to hold on to the fact that our kids could be on our health care program till 26. Hey, why not make it 30? Whatever. It's to me is not that big of a problem. But hey, look, you want to hold on to it, hold on to some of those things. So I think that there are some things to be drawn out from this whole national health care debate and experience. But if we only want to be argumentative, we're going to miss the point, and that's what I'm concerned about. And unfortunately, this is what bureaucracy delivers too often, unfortunately, and at our expense, by the way. This is Bill Martinez. Glad you could join us. It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Just one of the many ways you can connect with Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Justin Danhoff joins us. Justin is the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. It's always nice to talk with you.
Hey, good to have you on. You have an interesting viewpoint here and experience to share with us regarding why the healthcare reform stalled. You're pointing the finger squarely in the faces of CEOs that you recently confronted during their shareholder meetings. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, so I think that there's a big misfocus on what's happened in the last 48 hours in the Senate, which really is something that's been going on for kind of two decades right before our eyes, but a lot of people haven't wanted to realize that. Mm. And that is a very simple message that what you learned it from your liberal professors in high school and in college, that big business and conservatives and the Republican Party are all one in the same. They're all in the pocket together. That entire narrative was completely backwards, and now we have the proof in the pudding with the health insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industries and what has happened starting with Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Big business is now in the interest of big government liberals teaming up to essentially steal money from me, you, and everyone else for their bottom line. That is the current narrative that needs to be explained to the public, and that's why I'm so glad you have me on right now.
Well, Justin, I was just going to say very briefly, just to interject here, we knew that when it came to Obamacare, the insurance companies were all over this. They were part of the architects that designed the whole health care plan, complicit with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And this was some of the backroom stuff that took place, where they said, okay, we'll go along with this, but heads we win, tails you lose, right?
Exactly right. There was bailouts after bailouts after bailouts written into Obamacare to essentially ensure, as you said, the health insurers were involved in the process from A to Z. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they never, never considered the effect on the American people. They were only considering the effect on their bottom line. And so any provision that was written into Obamacare that may have harmed their bottom line, they made sure that there was a secondary provision that would give them a bailout if their financials started to dip from the American taxpayer. And so, you know, the most famous being what's known as the risk corridor,
yes,
where in the Obamacare exchanges, if a company wasn't profitable, well, guess what? They would get money, and it was supposed to originally be from other profitable companies. But as we know, nobody was profitable in the Obamacare exchanges, so all that money had to come from John and Jane taxpayer. And so, interestingly enough, a lot of folks don't realize that the health insurance companies were really intimately involved, and so were the pharmaceutical companies who set up the rules that essentially the big pharmaceutical companies would get everything that they want, but it would squeeze out the medium and smaller size companies that are nipping on the heels of the Johnson & Johnsons and the Pfizers of the world.
Exactly.
So fast forward, conservatives such as Ted Cruz try and work on a Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. Where was the pharmaceutical industry? They stayed neutral. Where was AHIP, which is the largest industry association of health insurers? They were actually opposed to most everything the conservatives were trying to do. And why is that? Because conservatives were trying to craft a law that would, again, focus back on the American people. It wouldn't focus on corporate profits and corporate bailouts. So conservatives were not willing to craft these backroom deals saying, okay, fine, we'll extend your bailouts another 10 years because these things are still... They said, no, we need to limit the American public's exposure in this, and we need to focus on health care for them, not profits for your investors and for your bottom line that are coming at the expense of the shareholders or at the expense of the American public. And so
Right. One
very quick example, without getting too far into the nitty-gritty, is that Ted Cruz put forward an amendment that basically said, instead of this long list of mandates that Obamacare says every single policy must have, including maternity care for males, by the way, which is, you know, obviously never going to be used, but you have to pay for it. Instead of that, health insurance companies should be allowed to sell policies that actually are tailored to what individuals want. So think about, you know, like if you were able to buy a cable package, for example, that only had, you know, ESPN and Bravo and two other channels that you watch, but you didn't have to buy the other 450 channels. You're just buying the coverage that fits your lifestyle, fits
exactly
your family's needs.
Right.
The health insurance companies went ballistic. They went nuts and lobbied heavily against. Why? Why? You know, that seems to make a lot of sense. They should want to sell a product that fits people's needs, right?
Exactly.
Except that they don't, because the policies under Obamacare that mandate everything must be covered under the sun, they're expensive as all get out.
Exactly.
And the health insurance companies want to keep shoving expensive policies down your throat because why? Well, they make more money.
This is profit margin for them.
So they're fighting against proposals that would help the American public, again, because there's this, the narrative has shifted 180 degrees. Big business, big pharma, big health insurance, We can go into other industries as well, but today we're talking about healthcare. These folks are now all in bed with big government D.C. liberals. Mm-hmm. Conservatives are out there trying to craft policies that actually benefit the American people. And that's partly why they failed. Mm-hmm. They failed because for a couple reasons. Again, I don't think conservatives in the Senate are completely blameless because they didn't sell the idea well enough to the American people at the outset. You have to, it's called an outward in strategy. You sell it first to the American people, then you come back in and you have your vote. They tried to do an inward out strategy. I get why they tried it, but it was poorly delivered.
Well, it's wrongly focused. It's focused to them, not the not Main Street, like you say. And then, of course, with the pharmaceuticals and these other big business being involved with this, you got the K Street influence. All the lobbyists coming on these senators saying, "Hey, how much money do you want for your next reelection campaign?"
This is all
one big happy ribbon all tied around their reelection package at our expense.
That's right. And, you know, just keep in mind that, you know, again, I think, you know, the listeners really need to understand this message that big industry is now working with big government liberals to rob you any way they can. And they write the bills to benefit themselves, and the American people are an afterthought. And so any attempt by conservatives to focus a law on the American people, they're going to receive blowback because they're not adding in the carve-outs at the rate that these companies have become accustomed to. And again, it's just laughable because it's very short-sighted on the part of the health insurers, on the part of the pharmaceutical industry, because we all know Obamacare is collapsing. One way or another, it is collapsing. And so to grasp at these cronyist straws, which is really what they're doing, is really a short-term play, when the long-term play is to get back to market forces, because if you want more people insured, and health insurance companies should want that, right?
Right.
Then you need to get policies that people actually want to buy.
Exactly.
All these ideas that if the Senate passes anything, all these people are going to lose their health care. Most of those people that the CBO is scoring that are going to, quote unquote, lose their health care, it's because they don't want to buy what's out there in the first place.
Without a doubt.
They're the ones.
Well, Justin, we got to leave it right there. Appreciate you sharing. This is good stuff. America, you need to be aware of what is happening on the national health care debate. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you, Justin.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and great to have the Good News Girl. Yes, we're talking about Samantha Mills Mao is with us, or Samantha Danielle Mao. Are you on witness protection? Because you're, like, changing your name all along here. Are we? What?
Actually, you could just do Samantha Mao. That's totally fine.
Well, no, either way, hey, she's the Good News Girl, and you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. She's there featured very prominently, as she rightfully has earned that position, with, you know, all these great news stories, searching the highways, the byways for these viral videos. And Sam, you know, occasionally people call me and say, hey, I've got a great tip for Sam. How do I get that to her? So give them your email address so they can know where to send their ideas of what should be a part of all this good fun here that we share every week on Bill Martinez Live.
Of course. You can just email me at samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live, @gmail.com.
Hey, and just like that.
I would love to hear your story.
Hey, we love to hear this because it is awesome. This is the one thing about viral videos. I mean, you know, they go out there, and then before you know it, it's hundreds of thousands, millions of people are, you know, focused on, you know, what is going on. Like, for example, this, our first story, a big house, many people, a man builds home for an entire family and friends. Wow, this is incredible.
I love this story, and, you know, it kind of inspires me to want to do that myself, because if there's one thing that you can never really get enough of in life, it's the people that you love the most, you know. Mm-hmm. And this man down in Houston, Reggie Van Lee, he decided, you know, he just retired from his job, and he decided that he's going, and he works with the Alvin Ali Dance Company. And he's like, you know what, I want to build a house that's 20,000 square feet. And he's like, but I don't want to just build it for me and my immediate family. Reggie has three sisters, and he wanted them and their families to live with him as well. So Reggie's mm-hmm. three sisters and their families, and even friends of Reggie's, will be living in this house, and they all have their own kitchen and their own master bedroom and their own area.
Wow. How big a house is this?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How big a house is this? I mean, we're talking thousands of square feet.
20,000 square feet. It's a mansion.
Wow. Yes. Well, I bet.
It's crazy. And, you know, he said he actually had this idea back in 76. You know, he decided he had been inspired by the Kennedy estate, where he wanted all of his family to be able to live together. And, you know, people are like, wow, that's so nice of you to do that for his sister. And what he says is, you know what? For my sisters, you don't have any idea how much joy they bring me. This isn't just something that I'm doing for my family. This brings me joy. And they're able to see each other whenever they want. They have their own church in the house. He even built a hair salon for his sister. So I'm saying
it's like a community.
Mother of the year.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that is incredible, Sam. I mean, the whole idea of guess who's coming for dinner takes on a whole new dimension, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I just can't imagine how blessed his family is to be able to live with him. And, you know, it's not just him who's paying. I mean, he built the house, but him and his sisters all kind of put it in a pot. And to hire the groundskeeper, and they pay for the food, and, you know, take care of the bills and everything together. And he's hoping to inspire more families to do the same. And I know that, you know, that would be something I would love to do if I have the money, or if it's ever feasible. I would love to have my sister and my extended family all living with me together. I just think that's an awesome
Yeah, but the first rule of order would be everybody has to get along, even if you don't get along.
That's
get
right.
along,
oh
right? I mean, we don't want a food fight in a 20,000 square foot house here, you know? I'm just saying.
That could go a little bit crazy.
yeah, we got to get along. There's going to be peace in the house here.
So.
Yeah, I hear you. Wow, what a neat idea, and how blessed they must be. And I'm sure there's probably some moments there where, you know, it can be a little grating because, hey, after all, we're human beings, and some of us just don't want to put our clothes away or do whatever, pick up after ourselves, I guess. But I guess, you know, if you got the house big enough, you could just drop the steel door and separate that section of the house there or something, maybe. I don't know.
That's right.
But
3,000 square feet is huge, so they should be able to kind of go their own to their own area.
Wow, what a great idea, though. That's awesome, and he's got to be so blessed, you know, for doing that for his entire family. Now, this next story, talk about blessings. Here is a driver who's making toys for the kids on her bus. Now, I'd heard about this, and this is an incredible story. Bless everybody with this one now, Sam.
Well, you know, it takes a special kind of person to deal with children on a bus. You know, it's always hectic, and they're not just responsible for transporting them safely, but making sure everybody gets along and is in good spirits as they go. And Trudy Saris from Wisconsin, she's a bus driver. And, you know, during her downtime on the bus, while she's waiting for children when they're not on the bus or, you know, just between different stops, she would do crocheting. And one day, one of the children getting on the bus came up and gave her a challenge. And he's like, I bet you can't make a taco. And she decided, you know what? I'll take challenge accepted. So she makes this young boy a taco, which is his favorite food. And whenever all the other kids got on the bus, he starts showing it off, like, look what Miss Trudy did for me. This is so wonderful. And surely enough, all the kids wanted to have their own special requests, and she's made Yoda and footballs and, like, owls and unicorns. So everybody on the bus ended up having their own little special toy, which she calls them stuffies. And she has an incredible picture. This woman is so talented. If you could see it, people would pay good money for these toys. But
I bet, yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, what makes them special is they were individually made for these kids. You know, you can't just go buy this in the store. This was something that
this is like a signature toy for each individual kid. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine what went into this?
That's right.
You know,
I can't imagine
all the inspiration in that, huh?
Did ice cream cones. It was double scoop ice cream cones with sprinkles. So this woman has an incredible knack.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
For being able to make these, and you know, I hope that I could be able to crochet like that one of these days. It's not as easy as people make it look.
Boy, this is a multi-talented bus driver, right? To be able to do
definitely.
All this. Wow! Crazy. Hey, this next story, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to want to bring tissue for this one. This is just so touching. You know, this is the faithfulness of the men and women in blue and how they support one another. Great story about these fellow police officers finishing a treehouse of a slain officer's daughter. Tell us about that.
That's right. This is up in New York. Unfortunately, State Trooper Joel Davis passed away earlier this month after he responded to a domestic disturbance. On July 9th, he was shot and killed. And what makes the story very sweet, and, you know, it's one of those things that brings you to tears, like you said, too. He had been in the process of building his youngest daughter a treehouse, and he died just days before her 13th birthday. And so a group of officers that were both retired and still on active duty decided, there were 35 of them, they got together and they decided to finish this treehouse for her. And, you know, I think this, you know, this will be the last gift she ever gets from her dad. And it really shows how much her dad meant to these fellow officers, because most of them were friends of his that decided to come in and make sure this was taken care of for his daughter. And I know it'll be something she treasures always, because, you know, he built that with his own hands, too. He started it for her. So, you know, you love to see the people getting together like this anytime someone loses a parent, but especially in such a tragic way. And it really makes you appreciate what officers put on the line every day.
Exactly. And what they understand. I mean, this could have been their own daughter individually. And in a sense, it is. You know, that's the way the men in blue roll, and the men and women in blue. It's, you know, their families is each other's family. Their pain is shared amongst them all. And, you know, here it is. I mean, another sweet story of the men and women in blue supporting one another. This is very, very touching. And, of course, on the website, go to Sam's Corner. You'll see it. Like I said, bring tissue. And then just to lighten things up, you can hear about and read and see the next story of this woman. And for those women who have breastfed children, this story, I know, is going to make you wonder. This mom donated 5,000 pints of breast milk to help feed premature babies. I mean, this 5,000 pints, Sam, I mean, we're talking a serious, this is a factory here out of one woman's body. How does she do this?
It's unbelievable. Elizabeth Anderson Sierra, she actually has hyperlactation syndrome. So she's producing about 10 times as much milk as the average woman breastfeeding is able to produce. So that's why, one of the reasons she's able to do this. She actually spends up to 10 hours a day, every day, doing this. And
wow.
You know, this is actually, she just had her second daughter. And she said it was then that she really got motivated to start, you know, giving her breast milk to hospitals and making sure that other babies gave this, because she had had a 30-hour labor, and she was just too exhausted to breastfeed herself afterwards. So she had donated breast milk that was given to her daughter for the first couple of feedings. And she thought, you know, there's so many very premature babies that are still in the hospital where their moms aren't able to, maybe their moms can't produce the milk, or they're just not able to get them, or whatever reason that it, whatever reason it is, this milk is a very valuable thing to babies that have just been born. And so she's donated, like you said, 500 pints.
5,000. 5,000. 5,000 pints. Another zero.
5,000 pints. 600 gallons. Yes, that's
Lord, right. Lordy, Mer, that's amazing. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, we have time for one final story, Sam. And this is about a local charity donating $92,000 towards the treatment for veterans suffering from PTSD. And, you know, this is one of my appointed concerns, is our soldiers dealing with PTSD. Tell our audience about this.
That's right. You know, I know that there was a this is a special story for you, you know, because this is one of your missions in life, is to help these soldiers. There's a Camp Hope, and they have 6-month programs that help with veterans that are suffering from PTSD and sometimes with substance abuse. And what happened was, there's a Big A Crawfish Bash Foundation, and it's actually hosted by some bikers, and they ended up cooking over 50,000 pounds of crawfish. This is, it's crazy. I'm sorry, it's 58,000 pounds of crawfish. So they were in the Guinness Book of World Records, and they raised almost $100,000 for Camp Hope. And this is only within 3 years. They started off, their first year with $5,000. The next year it was $50,000. And this year they were like, you know what, we're going to try to get to $100,000. They got to $92,000.
Wow.
And were able to, you know, and, you know, you see a lot of times with bikers wanting to help with veterans. I feel like maybe they have a special kinship there.
Exactly, without a doubt. Well, Sam, we got to leave it there. Sadly, we're out of time. But for you, you can go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live for all the information. Thank you, Sam.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.